Good morning. How are you on this gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday morning? I am Stephanie Peterson, and you are listening to Your Big Life on Universal Energy Radio Station, a Law of Attraction radio station. Oh, I hope everyone has had an amazing, amazing week. Last week, we talked a little bit about getting healthy and eating superfoods and all kinds of fun things. Today, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. We have the wonderful Priscilla Steffen on today, and I'm really, really excited to have her with us. Priscilla is a certified healthy living expert who supports busy entrepreneurs in living vibrant and joyous lives by embracing a sweet path to wellness and success. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Priscilla works with high-achieving professional women and entrepreneurs around the world who struggle with low energy, high stress, and the ever-elusive work-life balance. She also consults with high-level companies on how to cultivate a thriving work and wellness culture within their organization. Both practical and holistic in her approach to wellness, Priscilla's clients achieve true health and happiness from the inside out. Shying away from words like diet and deprivation, she instead embraces a sweeter path that celebrates the pleasure of healthy living and honors an individual's eating style, personality, schedule, and priority. A seasoned entrepreneur, Priscilla is a passionate advocate for women in business who are ready to shift out of the mindset that their professional success and hectic schedules make it impossible to thrive. I know that sounds familiar, doesn't it? She's on a mission to influence the world's leading companies in creating sustainable success from the inside out by cultivating customizable wellness cultures within their organizations. Priscilla is also an in-demand speaker and guest writer for online and print publications. I am so excited to have Priscilla with us, and I see that she is waiting in the wings, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on right now. Good morning, Priscilla. How are you?
Good morning, Stephanie, and good morning, everyone that's on the line. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I am so excited to have you this gorgeous, glorious morning. Priscilla is in the New York City area, as am I, and it is a beautiful, crisp, fall-like day. So exciting to be alive. How are you doing this morning?
I am great, and I definitely sense that crisp air, which is for someone who loves the heat, I'm just like, oh.
Oh, it's bittersweet for you, huh?
It is, but it is a gorgeous sunny day, so we have to embrace the seasons, right?
Definitely do. So, Priscilla, I am really excited to have you talk to everyone about the sweet path to success, because this is something that really resonates with me, and I know a lot of our listeners, the whole bit about having success, but being frantic, creating and sustaining it. And I think a lot of people think it has to be either or. Either I'm successful and frantic, or I kind of am coasting along, but life is super easy. And people don't realize that maybe you could have both. And I'm wondering how you got interested in the idea of having both.
Yes, that's a great question. And Stephanie, let me just start by prefacing, and I'm sure many of your listeners and maybe even yourself had this when you would hear people say, oh, but you know, I just follow my intuition and I work 20 hours a week. And I was like, are you on crack? Or what kind of planet are you on? Do you not know, like, the to-do list? Are you some kind of a freak, liar or something? But, you know, and now being 2 years in business, I can say that it has taken a really long time for me to give myself permission to have the kind of business that I want to have. And I think that in the beginning, right, we're trying to figure so many things out in our businesses, right? What is my niche? What is my client? What is my messaging? So we're desperately trying to find our space in the business world and to still stand out and battle our gremlins. And I think it's easy for us to try to, in the midst of so much confusion and uncertainty, try to follow a formula that a coach, colleague, or someone else, because it makes sense, right? Well, show me the path. Let me just do, you know, I'll follow. But here's the thing, right? And you and I as who believe in holistic health, we know also that we have a lot of, we all have our own intuition. We have that inner knowing, that inner GPS that tells us, you know, maybe this coach isn't the right coach. Maybe this approach is a little too masculine. Maybe this will mean that you're going to be giving up on some of your key values and priorities that you know will really hurt you every day when you try to chip at it. So what I will say that I learned recently, and it was a painful aha, is that we can embrace a sweeter path to wellness and to success, and sometimes we have to go through hell to realize that, you know, we just can't sustain hell. Mm-hmm. And to give ourselves permission to say, okay, what I've been trying to do was maybe someone else's way of doing things. And I think some of us are really, really scared of trusting ourselves and trusting that our way of doing business, especially if it looks different from what everyone tells us it should be like, scares us, you know, shitless. And so so the goal here, I think, for us to find a sweeter path is a path that is aligned with our truth, a path that is aligned with the values, priorities, and lifestyle that we want, and that when we are courageous enough to really allow ourselves to say yes to what we know deep down we really want, then things actually become a lot easier. So there's less struggle, and it's sweeter. We're always going to have to work hard. That's never going to change. I mean, there's going to be work involved, but I don't think we need to struggle, and we need to kind of be pushing so much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, that does. And what I'm hearing, Priscilla, and this is interesting to me because this seems to be a theme that I'm hearing a lot of people talk about, a lot of my friends, is what is being sold to us or what is being told to us really may not be our path, and we might need to do things a different way, but it's super scary to come to that realization, number one, and number two, it's actually super scary to actually start taking those steps off the path to create your own path. And I'm wondering, because you have a very successful business, and I know that I've watched you build it over the years. And I also know that a lot of us have had coaches and whatnot. We've been doing what our coaches told us to and whatnot, and we've all kind of broken away and created our own businesses. How was it for you when you decided that you needed to do things your way and strike out on uncharted territory?
Great question. Well, all along it's been a battle, right, an inner battle. But I think what really helped me, gave me the strength, was having a coach that really aligned with myself. You know, she is more spiritual in nature. She can see through my fears. And she one day just told me, she said, look, Priscilla, if you want to step into the abundance and the life that you want, you're going to have to stop hiding and stop mm-hmm. doing what seems safe. And you're going to have to step into what you're really meant to be doing. And what you're really meant to be doing is not just telling people to drink green juice, which, by the way, I'm not a huge fan of. I'm sorry. I know you're a superfood queen, but that's not.
Drink your green juice.
I think it's great. I'm more of a, like, apple pie smoothie, pina colada smoothie kind of a gal, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think that when my own coach also called me out on it, and she said, it is time for you to step into what you know you should be doing and stop hiding, was when I said, you know what? And also she prefaced that by saying the abundance is in you going in the direction of what you're supposed to be doing and to stop mm-hmm. staying in the safety of what you think is comfortable, which is just to be a quote-unquote health coach.
Right.
And so once I think that happened for me, and this happened actually pretty recently, within mm-hmm. the last 6 months, it was so funny. You know, I would send out a newsletter, you know, saying, look, I have a few strategy sessions available. Boom, 7, 10 people email me right away, because all of a sudden the topic of limiting beliefs and getting stuck and mindset really resonated. And it was like, wow, I just sold a whole bunch of packages here. And I was, that was so
right.
easy, because there was alignment.
I need to ask you, though, because this is really good stuff. I am super curious. Priscilla, did you realize before that you were playing it safe? Did you even know you were playing it safe, or were you just feeling kind of stuck, or what was going on?
It's a great question. I did feel stuck. I felt stuck by people's perceptions of me, that I was some kind of a nutritionist, or that food was my biggest thing, which it is a part of what I do, but it's not what I lead with. And then I also felt stuck because I wasn't sure what the path was, and I was really resistant to going and doing more deeper work and that has kind of a spiritual component to it, because I thought people were going to think I was woo-woo, wacko, crazy, nutso, all those things. So I had some serious limiting beliefs of my own. So I was resisting it because I was afraid people were going to judge me. And if I just told people that I was a health coach that helped people with food, that just seemed safe. So yeah. To answer the question is, I was stuck, I was afraid, and it was my coach that really helped to let me see that I was just not in my true element. That I always knew, right, Stephanie? You and I have had this conversation, yeah. That I knew that food was never going to be the primary sweet spot for me. Mm-hmm. But once that happened, it really was a magnificent shift. And I'll tell you what, as scary as it was to kind of step into this role, which feels so good, it really feels, you know, when you just try on a pair of shoes and it just is the perfect fit, you know, what it felt like. It just felt like coming home. Like, mm-hmm. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at, really my sweet spot. And so a lot of conflict, once I just, took that deep breath and just said, okay, let me do this, it just actually felt a lot easier. Sometimes it's just that unknown that feels scary, but believe me, once you make that step forward, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I'm also really curious, because I know that you help people find their sweet spots and you support them as they do that. A lot of people, it sounds like you're one of them, are able to say, oh, I recognize that as home. Yes, I'm going to do it. But there are those people who want it, but they don't want to let go of what they have been doing. It's scary for them to let go. So you have a lot. There are people out there who just can't move into that new thing or that perfect thing. I'm wondering if you see that and what that might be about.
Yes. Well, we're all afraid of the unknown. We'd rather stick, right, with the security of something bad than imagine the possibility of the unknown of something beautiful. And believe me, I fought tooth and nail. And I think, so my suggestion would be just to ask yourself a few questions. And for those of you listening, you could do this exercise. So what is it that you really want? What are you resisting? What are the limiting beliefs that are holding you back? Like in my case, people are going to think I'm crazy because I'm talking about more spiritual stuff, and maybe they won't want to hire me because I'm that way. And then create more empowering beliefs around that. It could be for me, when I am aligned with my work, I serve people best, and the right people. So just creating some new beliefs around that. And then obviously, get a kick-ass coach that will help you through this, because believe me, the resistance can be challenging and you do want support so that you're not going through this on your own, because it's easy, right, for us to self-sabotage.
Yes, it really is. And sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it, which is so interesting. Yeah. Often we do know, but sometimes we don't.
No, because we're desperately fighting with ourselves and we're just trying to convince ourselves that, we just need to push harder, right? Just do one more course, do one more thing, mm-hmm. Send out one more newsletter. But, if something isn't in alignment, it's just not in alignment. And there's nothing you can put, no pushing in the world. What about just letting go? Sometimes you have to do the exact opposite of what we think we need to do, which is scary. And I had to let go. I had to let go of this old person that was an imaginary thing in my head, and really step into who I'm meant to be. And it took some, it was challenging. It took some soul searching. It took me asking myself some difficult questions, like, do I really want to be a business owner? Do I really want to help people? And so if that is a yes, then what is the best way to do that? And am I willing to do what I need to do, the inner work, to really help other people? Because we know there are people that we can help, and it's a shame for us not to be a resource for them, right, when we know we can help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's very, very interesting, isn't it, the idea of letting go, because I think a lot of us, especially now, I know Priscilla, that you are from, is it Venezuela you're from?
Brazil.
Brazil. Okay, well, I don't know why I think I was thinking...
That's okay, it's a neighboring country.
Okay.
It's fine.
Brazil. So you may not have this whole Anglo-Puritan work ethic, because I know a lot of people I work with feel like, okay, if it's easy, it's not right. I really have to struggle because it's proving that I'm actually doing something. So I can't let go of the struggle because that's what's keeping me going is the struggle. Do you find that?
Yes. This is one of my top probably three limiting beliefs that I had to handle, right? That's part of our old, you know, my old money story. And we all have our own money story, right, Stephanie? And so for me it was, what I grew up was that money doesn't grow on trees, and my parents said, you've got to work hard for your money. So, okay, that's what I'm doing. I was not only working really, really hard for the money, but I was also working really hard for very little money. It was a double disastrous whammy. And again, this all goes back to the subconscious mind and those really, really ingrained limiting beliefs. And this is where we get stuck, because then we start fighting with ourselves, right? So, no, I've got to just, you know, suck it up and willpower and push through. And But nothing really changes, because remember, 95% habits, values, all of that, it's all in the subconscious mind. 5% is the conscious mind. So the conscious mind is where we say, I'm going to go do X. But it's the subconscious where all your beliefs are that's running the show. So this constant battle. So if you're really struggling, it's because your limiting beliefs are really holding you back. So the moment that you are able to acknowledge those limiting beliefs, creating empowering new ones, it's miraculous what can happen. You've got to be willing to move through the resistance, let go, and see that this work of you moving through your limiting beliefs is going to be worthwhile and worth the pain that you might be, maybe short-term pain, but you're going to be so much more excited and happy about your life at the end of the day. And that's why, Stephanie, I told you that this is really my sweet spot. I have struggled for a very long time with limiting beliefs and mindset issues and confidence. Mm-hmm. It's been a real struggle for me, you know. And then, you know, working really hard for very little money. And I can see in so many of our colleagues, you know, these beautiful, smart women dying to create this epic life. You know, they have this amazing vision for their businesses to support other women and all that. And they're being held back by their own inner struggle, their own limiting beliefs. So my goal is to go in and go deep with them, rework those beliefs so that at the end they're like, wow, things are so much easier, they're so much more aligned, and I'm in so much more of a peaceful, abundant place because I stopped, you know, this, like, World War III inside of myself. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I really, really do. And it's deep, deep work, and I'm sure that you must be riding high every day that you do it. It must be so gratifying.
It is, because, you know, as women and as business owners, it's never just about us, right? In business, there's a massive ripple effect that we get to have in the world, right? So by us doing well in our businesses, we not only help our business team, right? You know, assistants, graphic designers, but then we also get to have a ripple effect in the people in our lives. So people like you have children, right? You get to, if your business is thriving, you're not working until 2 a.m., it means that you have more time to spend with your children. Mm-hmm. You're not having anxiety and digestive problems because you're worrying that you're not good enough and you just need to push and work harder, you know, because you just got to prove yourself or you're second-guessing yourself. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of wasted energy and misery that you're co-creating over and over again in your life. So when we take care of these issues that are really deeply ingrained in ourselves, they create a ripple effect not only for the people that we do business with, like in our business team, but also the clients and the people that they have in their world, their families, and so much more. So it's very powerful. That's why this work is so meaningful to me. And when people do the deep work, and it doesn't have to take forever, if you're ready and willing, we can go in, we can do some reworking, and you will start to see the change, you know. So it's definitely possible.
You know, I have a few questions I really want to ask you about, you know, how your ideas about business and how you help people, but you just said something that I want to touch on. You were talking about power and powerful and stepping into one's power, and that got me thinking, you know, a lot of women are really, really conflicted around the word power. And we are incredibly powerful beings. The majority of people on the planet are women. We get a lot done. We are responsible for creating new generations. We are very powerful. But a lot of us don't look at that for whatever reason, and the thought of stepping into being more powerful is on some level really scary. And I'm wondering if you see that kind of push-pull. I want to be a powerful woman. Oh my God, power. That's scary.
Yes. Yes, it's another one of those big limiting beliefs, right? If I am powerful, then, you know, it could be people will dislike me. They'll be jealous of me. They'll abandon me. I'll be alone, or I'll have to be more visible. And what if people, you know, hate me? So when it comes to power, it's really looking at what are the fears, right? What are those beliefs around power? Because deep down, you know, we know that we are powerful. We know that we can do so much more. But then we almost hit that ceiling. Like, oh, but if I go above this, then it's not going to be safe, right?
Yeah.
And then safety is a big issue for us as women, whether we know it or not, not only physical safety, but emotional safety, right? We don't want to be attacked by people.
Yeah.
We tend to have a pleasing attitude most of the time. We want to be liked, right? So many times we prefer to be liked over being powerful.
Yes.
And that has a price, has a huge price, because you're not being true to yourself. You're not really helping as many people as you can, and you're playing small because you just don't know how to handle power. And remember, we are in control. We can decide what power looks like. We don't have to go from behind the laptop to, you know, a 1,000-person stage. It can be, you know, in steps according to our comfort level. But yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing. But if you're afraid of being powerful, then again, my question to you would be, what is it about power that really scares you? What are the fears and what are the beliefs around that are holding you stuck? Because if you choose not to be powerful, as you know you can be, that's okay. But at least be aware of why that is, so that you're not operating out of default. You're making a conscious choice to stay in the shadows, as opposed to in the spotlight.
I love that. I love that. And I love the idea, because I think of the word power, we automatically assume that we're stepping into a certain thing. But as you just said, power can look any way you want it to look. And you can step into that power that looks fantastic to you.
Yes,
I love
absolutely.
That.
And remember, this all goes back to what we were saying about creating your business. You're creating something that works for you, however that is going to look like. You know, for me, I never want to have children. It's not my thing. But for someone else, it could mean that they want a part-time business that makes six figures so that they can be with their children, and their children come first. You know, so just honor your unique blueprint and your unique vision for how your life is meant to be. I think this is one of the most courageous decisions that we get to make as women, as business owners, as corporate executives, whatever you are. It's to have the courage to say, this is my way of seeing this. This is my vision. Even if it's uncharted territory, I get to create this, and I get to bring this to fruition, and I'm going to get support so I don't, you know, pee in my pants and go run into the closet.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, one of the ways that I have heard you talk about creating a business that is yours in every aspect of the word yours is having a lot of fun and freedom as you do it. Now, I'm wondering if you can tell us more about how you support people having more fuel, fun, and freedom in their lives.
Yes, absolutely. So my ultimate goal for women is fulfillment, right, which means joyful success. There's no point in being successful, you know, externally if inside you're feeling out of alignment, unhappy, and miserable, right? So it has to be a sweet path. It has to be a joyous experience to feel well and to be successful. And so the key to that is fulfillment. And how I help women feel fulfilled, which is that vision that's only their own of what success looks like, is making sure that they're fueled up, where they have the right food in their body and the right thoughts that are in going through their mind. Fun is critical. You've got to have a life. I mean, I don't care how big your to-do list. I mean, this week, this is an example. I went to the beach Wednesday afternoon. I went for a long massage Friday midday, which I would have never done. But you know what, Stephanie? I got so much more done, and I got present to the fact that, you know, I enjoyed a week, like the last week probably of, like, real summer here in New York. And it just made me so joyous. And I could have easily stuck behind my computer saying, I've got to get that done. But you know what? I got it done otherwise, and I still enjoyed my life. Fun is important. You've got to live. Life is just too short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. So have fun. Go to a movie. Be adventurous. And have a sense of community and sisterhood, right? And then freedom is what we were talking about before. Freedom is really being free from those limiting beliefs, patterns, experiences, traumas that are really holding you back from really living that epic vision, this legendary life that you know that is possible for you on some deep level. And so the freedom comes from releasing what's holding you back from having what you want. And freedom is also looking at your calendar and making sure that it really reflects the priorities and the values that are really important to you, so that you're not saying yes to everyone and you're not overextending yourself and you're not doing everything on your own. You know, being free means living life on your terms, having delegating, asking for support. And, you know, I know we all have limited resources when it comes to money, but it doesn't always have to cost a ton of money. It's about creativity and putting yourself first, which I think as women it can be really challenging for us. But, you know, life is sweeter that way. And it doesn't, you know, it's not a lot of time. Not a, you know, 15-minute walk outside is costs you $0. And it's just magnificent. You know, an extra half an hour of sleep on a Saturday morning, priceless. Doesn't cost you anything. You know, a manicure here where I live is $7. Makes me really, really happy. You know, yeah. You're not going to break the bank. You know, so there are options. So,
Yeah, you know, that actually is a really good point, Priscilla, because the money thing definitely comes up when women talk about, and men too, but women tend to have less money because we make less for each dollar a man makes. The calendar thing really interests me because what you have, you attract more of. So if you have a calendar that's jam filled with things that you really don't want to do or things that aren't going to take you in that direction you ultimately want to go, you're going to get more of those from a law of attraction standpoint. So that's a really, really good reminder for all of you listening that if your calendar is really, really filled with things that have nothing to do with your idea of success, maybe take a look at that.
I like that, huh? It is, and I would also here's what I would give as a caveat to ladies and the gentle, some of the gentlemen that might be listening in, think of this as a step-by-step gradual process, all right? My calendar didn't start off like what it looks like now. And believe me, there's still room for improvement. I am by no means perfect. But it means just what are your top five values, right? Let your values dictate how you do business and what your calendar looks like. So if family time is really important, that means that family time needs to have room on your calendar. Like, I'm single and I'm going to start dating, so dating time has to be on my calendar. That's a priority. That's one of my values, being, you know, in a healthy, happy relationship with someone. So that means that whatever is not on those top five values or priority lists is just, it's not that important. It's got to be delegated, postponed, canceled, given to someone else. You know, it just shouldn't be there.
Right. Right. Isn't that a hard thing for people to hear? No, you cannot, or you should not. I'll use the word should not do everything. You really should not.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think it's really hard to be doing a whole bunch of stuff that you don't have any joy doing. That's hard. That's pretty miserable.
Yes.
Because you're living your life by someone else's standards or by some old, you know, default mechanism that you instill. Like, I have a client, believe it or not, that she's been teaching, like, online education courses for 10 years. And she turned to me, you know, a couple months ago. She said, Priscilla, you know what? I hate this. Ugh, I hate teaching it. These people are horrible. She said, I'm so good at it. The money is great, but I just don't like it. And she said, you know what? Until you told me that I was just packing my calendar just because I was afraid of downtime, because I don't even know what to do with myself when I have downtime, she's like, what the hell am I doing? Teaching a class that I hate. And then, believe it or not, she went from, I think, like 5 classes a month to now she's down to 1, and she's thinking about, like, cutting that together. And it's like, and she's scared of not doing that because it's comfortable, even though she hates it. So it's gradual. You know, she didn't go from, like, 5 classes to none, but she got aware of why she was doing that. And she's like, why the hell am I doing something I hate? I've got 2 young kids to be with instead, you know?
Yeah, you know, I do know, and I definitely, that comfort element, that comfort piece, that's a big one, isn't it?
It is, it is. We like comfort. It makes us feel safe, right? We don't feel threatened, and let's just be okay with that. Let's have compassion for that part of us that likes safety. It's okay. We're all that way, and we know that we want more for our lives. So, you know, as I told my client, she's very practical, and I just told her, let's call her Mary. I said, Mary, be unreasonable. And she was like, Priscilla, you're telling me to be unreasonable? I'm the most reasonable person. I said, exactly. If you want a different result, you've got to do something different than you haven't done before. It's just that simple. You can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. That's why us as coaches can be so valuable, because we can see beyond what the client can see for themselves, and we can challenge them to take those little steps that will get them to move in the direction that they really, truly want to go, so they are fulfilled and they're not miserable.
Oh, it's I love to hear that. I absolutely love it. Now, you trained as a health coach at IIN, Institute of Integrative Nutrition, here in Manhattan. So you do, though you don't lead with food, you do have a very, very strong love of overall wellness, and it's something that you talk about a lot with your clients, and you believe that that's going to move people forward into this big, joyous life that they want for themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious, what do you help people with when it comes to like healthy habits for business success or whatnot? Are there things that you find universally help in the wellness area and translate into the business?
Yes. Well, let's go back to the trifecta of fuel, fun, and freedom, right? So I think what one of my clients tend to say this to me a lot, they're like, Priscilla, I really didn't understand, and you know this so well, Stephanie, the power of food to make an instant change in our mood and our overall sense of well-being, right? It's very simple. I'm sure we've all done this. Eat a meal of junk food and then eat a meal, the same meal next day where you have a salad or some fresh foods, you know, salmon or whole grains and stuff. You will feel more alert, more energized, right? So the power of food to fuel your business is amazing because your body is the vessel for your vision. If your body is not in top shape, your business will suffer as a result. That's why I tell people, fuel your body, fuel your business. Body is the vehicle for you to be here. So that's number one. So just acknowledge the power of food to really help you live a healthy life, to have energy, to manage your stress and all of those things, right? And then it's about, I also teach, and I'm a powerful advocate for this, that, you know, your health is your number one business strategy. Your health is your number one business strategy. Mm-hmm. If you were to lead, if you were to conduct a business where your health was your number one priority, I can assure you, and you know this, Stephanie, that your priorities would shift in terms of the things that you add to your calendar, how much hours you, how many hours you work, and all of that. Because when your health is your priority, sleep is a priority. Mm-hmm. Eating, not skipping a meal is a priority. Moving your body, going for a walk, or taking a break so your back doesn't hurt because you've been 10 hours in front of your computer is a priority. Listen, I'm not perfect. I still can skip a meal. You know, sometimes I don't sleep as much. This isn't about perfection or about hitting an ideal. It is about awareness and just being conscious of your choices and where you're choosing some success someday to your well-being today.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is when your future business is created, not someday. And we tend to sacrifice our health today. You know, I'll just, you know, eat poorly or I'll gain some weight or, you know, haven't you ever gone to a networking meeting where you meet someone and they just look so disheveled and so exhausted? And listen, I've been that woman too, believe me.
Oh, I have been.
And you're like, oh my God, look, you know, kind of like, do I really want to do business with this person? Because she doesn't seem to have her act together, or she sounds like she's rambling, or she's, her eyes are closing, she's so tired. Listen, it'll happen. But the point is that to avoid that from continuously happening, it's about making yourself a priority. And sometimes when we're in a rat race, we tend to just be in a default pattern, you know, a mouse and a wheel. And then it just really, we lose sight of what we're really doing. So I think it's just important to remember that food is important, to remember that self-care is important, and to remember that we deserve to have a life where we're not struggling and pushing and really putting our bodies at the end of the list, at the end, you know, for everyone else. And that's another choice that I think as women is really hard for us, to put ourselves, okay, let's not even put you number one. How about we put you number three on the list? How about that? You know, that's still an improvement from, like, the abyss, right? So it's just, you know, it's just making those small increment. I always say, and you know this, right, small changes, big results. You don't have to do anything massive. We're not asking for some Herculean shift. We're just asking for a willingness to make some small changes that can really, and it's just a mindset thing, you know, honoring your body for the amazing work that it does. And I am really concerned that women burn out. I have been there twice, and the recovery back from it is painful, and it is a long journey back for your body to recover from adrenal fatigue and, you know, too many toxins in your system and huge sleep deprivation. That's just really sad, and it breaks my heart to see that. So you don't have to do that. If you just take a few small steps every day, every week, to honor who you are and the beautiful woman that you are. So that's what I have to say on that.
I love that. And you know the thing, Priscilla, and I know that you've probably seen this as well, and since you're now out of the woo-woo closet, we can talk openly about this, is often you make a few steps, right? You make these small little steps, and the universe shifts things to create what it is you're moving into. It just needs you to take the first little steps, because that shows the universe that you're committed, and the universe loves commitment. So it just needs to know that it's something you really want, and those little steps you took are your way of showing the universe that, yes, you really want that. So it'll do the rest, because it doesn't want to give you things that you can't use. So, yeah.
I would say that. And here's something that I had a 2-year-old toddler tantrum with for a very long time, was that I really wanted the safety net before I jumped. I really did. I was just like, show me the money, show me some proof, because I am a show me girl, right? Yeah. I'm very rational. I like to see it in my face before I know what I'm doing. And it was very hard for me. It really was. It was painful for me to say, I am going to have faith, do something different here, in spite of the fact that I can't see what's going to happen to me, to how people think of me if I go in this more vulnerable space or more spiritual space. I was terrified. Like, when I had to write my newsletter the first time, like, that my coach said, you got to write about this stuff, I was having a shit fest all by myself. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to hate me. What if they expect, like, they're expecting green juice. And she's like, no, they're not. They just want to hear from you. And I'm telling you, it has been such a beautiful process. Now, you know, because I like to keep it real. I don't believe in superficial nonsense. I believe in us just all telling the truth. You know, life is sometimes hard. It's not easy. I'm not perfect. Lord knows I don't want you to think I'm perfect in any way, because I am not. You know, but I, you know what I will tell you, I do the work. I am committed to pulling myself out of struggle every day, so that I can really fulfill in whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing in this planet, in this lifetime. So I do the work, and I do a lot of it, so that I'm not stuck. And that's why I'm fiercely committed when I get it with my hands on a client. If she's ready, we are going to do that work, and she will feel amazing afterwards. Because I've known it, because I've done it.
Mm. And yeah, you are very, very good. You are a bit like a terrier that way, Priscilla. I had a chat with Priscilla the other day, and we were chatting, and she gave me action steps. Priscilla gave me action steps. And I thought, oh, okay, this woman is really committed to this. Yes, I love this.
Yes.
So, good.
I'm committed to people. You know, Brendan Burchard, who's this kind of big guru, he's written several books, like The Millionaire Messenger and stuff. I was at his event last year, and he said something that really struck with me, and I'm sure other people have said it too. He said, every time I have an encounter with someone at the airport, at a restaurant, if they talk to me, I want to leave them in a better place than when they met me, if I can.
Yeah.
And this is my philosophy. I will be generous. It's one of my top 5 values. So when you and I were chatting about how we could support each other, which ended up, you know, leading to this call today also, was I'm committed to you really bringing forth your vision and helping your people as best as possible. So if I can give you the resources, the tools, the support, I could told you, I want to move that needle for you if I can, so that you are moving along your path to doing what you're supposed to do. That's my mission, right? Helping people, women, live their epic life, bringing this vision to life. So that's my goal. So in every conversation I have with a friend, with a colleague, that's what I do. And I wanted to make sure that at least you got clear on what you did. If you didn't do it, that's on you. But at least I did my job to support you in my way. And I see that as my role. It's my duty. And it's not like I'm arrogant or I know better, but if I can help you or at least have an idea, I'm not going to hold it back. That, to me, is just ridiculous.
Right, right. No, I love it. I absolutely love it. That was awesome. That was so awesome. It was really fantastic.
And I will follow up, by the way.
I know you will, actually. I know you will. So I'm on it. I am on it. Yay. Everyone, look for the result of our conversation soon. You'll see that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I'm really curious, Priscilla. You work so hard supporting other people. What do you do to make sure that you are in that joyful, blissed out place, deep place where you can help people from? Because I know that you have people do self-care rituals and you have things that you have people do to get to that place. What do you do?
I can encapsulate it all, my philosophy, in one sentence. Do more of what makes me happy. Do less of what doesn't make me happy. So that means that this weekend, after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to spend the weekend outside with my family, and we're going to go sightseeing, and we're going to go shopping, and we're going to do stuff because I can't work this weekend. I'm not working on the weekends anymore. It's just not allowed unless it's really, necessary. So just doing more of what feels like a natural yes to me, not doing something because it's a should or because it's a fear-based decision. And I've also, in my own spiritual path, which, believe me, was another major temper tantrum of resistance, was learning to trust myself. I can really tune into my body now and say, is this a yes or a no for me? Is this a good decision or not? Is this based out of fear or out of love? And most of the time, I choose out of love. And I've learned to trust the universe. I had a background where of abuse in my past, so trust sometimes isn't always very easy. I always thought that I could do it all on my own. And I couldn't trust anyone else. It was all on me. And whether someone's been betrayed or divorced, I hear many women say, well, I've got to do it all on my own. And I have compassion for that. But what I would say is it doesn't have to be that way. You've got to move through the stuff that's keeping you stuck in that space. And so for me, it means, really doing what I love. I can't do it anymore. I cannot push too hard. And I'll just share this. This summer I was at an Orioles baseball game with some colleagues, and I hadn't been out in months, and I saw all these happy families, at this 9 p.m. Orioles game in Baltimore, and Stephanie, I began to cry in that moment because I thought, people are having a life. They're going out, they're drinking beer, they're watching a game, they're laughing, and so many months I spend behind my laptop working ridiculous hours, working on weekends, and my life is just going by. And I said, I've got to do something. It really hit me hard. I really cried a lot. And I said, I've got to do something about my life. Otherwise, I'm going to be 50, and some of the best years have just gone by, and I didn't choose my life. So what I would tell all of your listeners, and this is my new catchphrase, is to put the word life back into living. Put the word life back into living, because living should not be surviving, and that's what I was doing. I know it's hard in the beginning of a business, or if you're in a bump in your business or thinking about a business and transitioning and there's money issues and other drama, and I get that. Believe me, I've had all of those. But living is not just surviving. Living is a joyous experience that we get to choose on a day-to-day basis. So please, if you get nothing else out of today's call, remember to put the word life back into living. It just makes such a huge difference. And I'll share with you that after I made that decision this summer, a friend of mine took me flying. I love to fly, so it was my first flying lesson for free. Someone else on my newsletter list emailed me. He's like, for jazz, free tickets to a jazz concert in the city. Mm-hmm. I went to that. So I'm just getting all these amazing opportunities to say yes to my life because I chose in that moment to decide that I was going to put the word life back into living. So it starts with a decision, really.
I love that. And, we have about 10 minutes left, so I think it's a good time to ask you this question. It's not a conscious decision for most of us to spend 3 years not going to baseball games, 3 years spent behind our laptops. It just kind of happens. And I'm wondering, I'm wondering why. Why do we do that? I mean, you'll have an answer perhaps different than someone else will, but why do you think that we get to that place where we're just on autopilot and we're still behind our computer 2 years later?
It's our beliefs. It's that simple. It's our beliefs. I thought I had to work really hard. I thought it was a struggle. I didn't realize what I didn't know that I didn't know. I was just willing to follow a formula. I desperately wanted to be successful, to prove I could be successful. I wanted to be approved by other people. I wanted to be liked, and I wanted to get to success quickly. And so I just kept on working, and it was a trade-off that I made, you know, even though I didn't fully realize it, that the trade-off was I'll sacrifice my life for 3 years in exchange for having a wonderful life later. Well, like you said before, I don't think it has to be that dramatic. Yeah, you're going to have to work, you know, quite a bit, but don't forget to add the word life back into your living, because you can take a couple hours. And guess what? If you take those few hours out to go to a game or to a movie, you'll actually come back more creative and more refreshed, because it's the law of diminishing returns. There's only so much you and your brain and your body can do before it says, you know what, I need a break, you know? So that's what I would say. So, you know, when I go on walks, I get some of my best creative ideas.
Yeah,
you know?
Aren't walks amazing? It's like moving meditation.
Yes, fabulous.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can do two things at once. You can get creative, work on your business, and go move and take a break.
I love that. And you know what I really would love to ask you, Priscilla, is, you know, this word success, we've used it a lot today, and I have a feeling your idea of success may not be the same as somebody else's idea of success. And I would love to hear your definition of the word success.
Peace. Peace. Inner peace, not struggling with myself, peace with what I'm doing, peace, alignment with what I'm teaching, and with my own, with being able to have the courage to follow my own path and not someone else's and not resist that path, and being okay with where I am in this moment. Listen, I am highly ambitious. I mean, I see myself doing some kick-ass stuff in the next few years, and I don't know how that's going to happen yet. So I'm not going to say I'm not super ambitious, but I'm not willing on some level to kill myself in the process of something that may or may not happen. My life is now. So for me, success means that I enjoy today as I am building for tomorrow.
Love that. Love it. It's fantastic. So, Priscilla, you have a wonderful practice, sweetpathwellness.com. I have typed this into the chat room for those of you who are online who want to just click on over. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about how you work with people and how people can connect with you.
Absolutely. I work with clients mostly over the phone, so I have clients all over the world that I help with, you know, from Australia to South Africa to across the United States, Canada, you name it, Argentina. So anyone can work with me virtually through the phone or via Skype, and we will get you fueling your body so you fuel your business, working on your limiting beliefs, and really getting you to create that lifestyle that you want on your own terms. That being said, I'm also, for people that are here in New York City or in the tri-state area, I'm doing my first live four-week group workshop called Soul Sessions NYC. It starts October 12th through November 2nd, and it's on every Saturday for a couple hours in the city in Manhattan. And it's a women's healing circle where we're going to gather 10 women and really do guided visualizations, meditation, some fun movement, you know, try some different foods, and really get you moving through limiting beliefs and blocks and really reconnect with yourself in a really safe, sacred space with other women so that you can feel supported, because I think many entrepreneurs feel alone, and also really have that safe space to really move through some of the stuff that needs to be released energetically, emotionally, physically, so that you can move in the direction of this amazing, epic life that I know is in store for you. And I can share that URL. It's an Eventbrite. So it's you can just go to HTTP, you know, and then the :// and then it's soulsessionsnyc.eventbrite.com. It's very affordable, and it's just going to be a very fun, safe, you know, space for women to really heal and connect with themselves, turn off their phones, turn off their world, turn off their kids, and just be with themselves in a really special space. And I'm really going to hold that space for them. So if you know, if you guys are listening, if you're in the New York City area, you know a woman who might be struggling in business, or she's in corporate, or she's a mother, have her come on over. I will take very good care of her, and she'll be in a very safe space. So again, it's HTTP, you know, :// soulsessionsnyc.eventbrite.com, and Brite is spelled B-R-I-T-E. So I'd love to welcome them, share the link, and I'd love to support them.
Oh, great. So I've typed it into the chat room, everyone. So those of you who are on your computer at this moment can just go on over and check this out. This sounds really, really amazing. Priscilla, how did you come up with this idea?
I just felt like it was time to support women one-on-one, and because some of these exercises are so powerful, it would be really nice to connect with women face-to-face. And the name just came to me. I want women to reconnect to their true essence, which is their soul, get out of their heads into their bodies, and know that everything that they need is really within them, and help support them to really trust themselves and trust that their inner guidance is their best compass to move forward, and for them to not feel supported, because believe me, I feel alone so many times, and I know a lot of my clients feel really alone, and they want to feel a sense of community and support that's real, not superficial. You're not networking, you're not trying to get anything from anyone, you're just there to heal and to move through your stuff.
Yeah, and that's really, really important. I'm sure that this is, it happened for you as well, Priscilla, is when you have that tribe, you really, really do step up and you really do take on some fearlessness. When you have that tribe holding you up and just raising that bar and supporting you and knowing you can do it, even when you are unsure of it yourself, it's amazing, amazing to have that.
It is. It really is, and it makes a huge, huge difference. So that's why I wanted this, because there's nothing like really seeing other women and holding hands in a circle and really connecting on a deep level with ourselves. It's highly transformational work, and it really helps move the needle for women. So
I love that. And those of you who want to also check out Priscilla's site, she's at sweetpathwellness.com. Head on over there and see what she's got to offer. She has got a lot of programs. She's got like a lot of fun little things for you to read and try and take on. And it's a great way to just connect with her. She's got a newsletter that's really, really great that you can sign up for. And she has got just so much going on. So she's really fantastic. Resource for you. You're very, you know what, you get a lot done, Priscilla. You've got a lot of ease and space in your life. I can hear it, but you do get a lot done.
I do.
I love that.
Yes, I'm very ambitious, like I said. I don't like to mess around.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. I really, really do. I love that. I want to say just a big, big thanks to you for getting on, for hopping on, chatting with all of the listeners, giving them such really, really strong, practical support and advice and inspiration. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for giving me the opportunity to share some ideas with your audience. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to speak to them. I never take that lightly. And ladies and the gorgeous men that are listening, have the courage to put the life back into living and to live an epic life that you're meant to live. And if you want to reach out to me, do so through my site or email me, priscilla@sweetpathwellness.com. Happy to chat with you for free consult and see if I can help you in any way or direct you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I'm here as a resource.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Priscilla. Have a fantastic week, Priscilla, and all of those listening, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in, and go out there and use some of the advice and tips that you've learned from Priscilla today, and have an amazing day and an amazing week, and we will see you next Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, here on Your Big Life. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.